This is an Equity Mates Media podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One of the big questions is,
what is money?
For practical purposes, it exists in a series of heterogeneous databases, very different databases.
Do you believe in crypto?
Digital currency may be an answer.
But it is a highly speculative asset.
I do own Bitcoin.
There is no second best.
All right, Trace, it looks like the spot Bitcoin ETF has finally been approved. I think we've been talking about this for the last 12 months at least.
It feels like forever, and it's finally happened after a few false starts in the last 24 hours.
That's right. There's been a lot of tension in the market. We saw the SEC's Twitter account get hacked yesterday saying that the ETF has been approved. And then Gary Gensler, the chairman of the SEC, came out and said, no, that's not the case. So I don't know if this one was already queued up, ready to go. Or what do you reckon?
Who knows? I mean, look, anything's possible in this industry. But I want to talk to you quickly now because I don't really care about the price in action anymore. I want to talk about what this means moving forward about bringing people into the market. What do you think happens from here on out now that this has happened?
You know, we've had about 8 or 10 applicants to list their spot Bitcoin ETFs, and these guys have their own distribution networks to sell their products to, their customers and also to the broader market. Mm-hmm. So initially, I think that they already have customers committing to, investing into their ETFs. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to take quite a bit of time to for them to get substantial funds under management into their products. Mm-hmm. And I think there's probably a few reasons about why that is.
But let's talk about how confident they must be, because we saw their fee structure come out last week.
I didn't
as well.
See that. What did that
there
say?
Fidelity came out the last couple of days and said their fees were 0% between now and
0%,
June.
0%, wow.
Yep. So it shows you just how much
competitive it is.
Well, and they plan to make over the next, foreseeable future.
That's right. That's right. And I think that these institutions want to just sit on as much Bitcoin as possible, because that's going to give them, critical mass and economies of scale in managing their funds.
So what does this look like now, and what's this going to look like in 12 months' time?
Yeah, I think we're going to see dribs and drabs come into these Bitcoin ETFs over the next month or two. But it's really going to take quite a lot of time for some of the larger institutional investors to allocate to these products. I think they're going to come in slow. Firstly, they might only allocate, 0.5% of their, total funds under management to a new asset class like Bitcoin. But then over time, they might feel more comfortable to move up to, maybe 5% of their total holdings.
Even that 0.5% is huge money.
Yeah, we've seen a little bit of modeling around, looking at what if, 10% of investors into equities invest, 1% of, their funds into a spot Bitcoin ETF or other crypto-related products. And it's a substantial amount of money coming into the ecosystem that just really wasn't going to come in otherwise.
Mm. And I think we always say here we don't have a crystal ball, but what we do have to look at is gold, when gold did this some years ago.
Yeah, I've seen some charts on this, but off the top of my head, I just saw over the next 10 years of the gold ETF being listed, it increased substantially from, I think, about $1 trillion market cap to about $10 trillion US dollars in market cap. So, pretty wild.
Yeah. There you go.
We'll cover this and the progress of these ETFs over time on the Crypto Curious podcast. So tune in if you want to learn more and follow its progress.
That's it, folks.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.